From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. A suicide bomber in Baghdad. A suicide bomber blew himself up near Shiite mourners in the northern district of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad Saturday, killing at least 35 people, according to Iraqi State TV. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Men shouted and women wailed after a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a tent camp in the northern Baghdad district of Ashab, killing dozens of Shiite pilgrims and wounding scores of others. The crowd had gathered to mark the annual Shiite Ashura ritual commemorating the death of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Military spokesman Colonel Saad Man told Iraqi media that the suicide bomber infiltrated the open-air market. He says that the bomber blew up a suicide belt in the crowded Shalal market among the Ashura celebrants belonging to the Bahabul tribe. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, on a visit to government-held areas surrounding Mosul, urged Iraqis from all sectarian groups to unite to recapture the city and destroy Islamic State. Gunmen kidnapped an American aid worker in Niger on Friday after storming his home and killing two of the worker's guards. The assailants apparently came on a motorbike, killed the guards, and then took them away in a SUV. Mali's long, porous border has been vulnerable to armed violence in recent years. There's been no claim of responsibility for the abduction. No U.S. citizen had been kidnapped before in Niger, which such a seizure of foreigners is considered rare. This is VOA News. Investigators with the Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemeni rebels said Saturday that incorrect information led to the bombing of a crowded funeral in the Yemeni capital last weekend, killing about 140 people and wounding at least 525 others. The joint assessment team, Jihad, said a party affiliated to the Yemeni presidency of the General Chief of Staff provided the wrong information. Jihad said one of the coalition's warplanes bombed the wrong target, resulting in one of the most deadly strikes in the coalition's nearly 19-month-old bombing campaign in support of Yemeni's beleaguered government. The strike prompted strong international criticism, even from Saudi Arabia's closest Western allies. Talks began in the Swiss city of Lausanne Saturday in another attempt to find a diplomatic solution to the Syrian conflict. Talks are being held among U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and U.N. Special Envoy for Syria Staffan de Mistura. Foreign ministers from throughout the region are also present at the talks. Prominent international charities called Saturday for a 72-hour ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo's eastern neighborhood. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo, which has seemingly become ground zero for Syria's five-year war. The U.S. and its Western allies accuse Russia and Syria of war crimes for bombing hospitals and U.N. relief convoys in and around Aleppo. Nearly 200 of the world's nations have reached a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced Saturday at a climate meeting in Kigali, Rwanda. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who was in Rwanda before heading for Switzerland.
It's a monumental step forward that addresses the needs of individual nations, but it will give us the opportunity to reduce the warming of the planet by an entire half a degree centigrade. It represents multilateral patience and diplomacy and efforts over a long period of time.
In his weekly address, President Obama highlighted the White House Frontiers Conference that he attended in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where many of America's leading innovators came together to discuss how science can empower people. One particular scientific breakthrough was very meaningful to him.
I met a young man who'd been paralyzed for more than a decade, but thanks to breakthrough brain implants, today he can not only move a prosthetic arm, but actually feel with the fingers.
The Obama administration has invested over $1 billion in scientific programs he says are essential to improving and defending American lives. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.